From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. proposal designed to encourage more countries to contribute troops and money for the stabilization of Iraq received a cool reaction today from France and Germany. At a news conference in Dresden, Germany, French President Jacques Chirac and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder called the language proposed by the U.S. for a new United Nations Security Council resolution insufficient. Both countries say the U.S. should turn over more authority in Iraq to the U.N. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
In the months leading up to the war in Iraq, France fueled opposition within the Security Council to any military action. The result was that the U.S. and a few allies were forced to go to war without the United Nations, raising questions of legitimacy that dogged the post-war reconstruction. Now that the Bush administration has been forced to go back to the U.N. for help with the stabilization effort, France, with its Security Council veto, once again could be the spoiler. Chirac's comments today could not be encouraging to Washington.
We are ready to study the proposed resolution in a positive way, of course, but the reality is that it is far from the priority objective, which is the transfer of political power to an Iraqi government as soon as possible.
Germany also opposed the war in Iraq. German Chancellor Schroeder says his government now wants to move forward to help establish peace and democracy in Iraq.
Such a perspective can only develop if the United Nations takes over responsibility for the political process and if an Iraqi administration is installed.
Secretary of State Colin Powell met today in Washington with Italy's Foreign Minister Franco Frattini. In a news conference afterward, Powell said he would welcome any constructive input from France and Germany.
I think the resolution is drafted in a way that deals with the concerns that leaders such as President Chirac and Chancellor Schroeder have raised in the past. And if they have suggestions, we'd be more than happy to listen to their suggestions.
France and Germany indicate they're unhappy with the pace of the political transition in Iraq. Powell pointed out that neither government has suggested to whom the U.S. should immediately turn over authority in Iraq. The U.S., Powell said, believes the Iraqis should come up with their own timetable for political transition.
Once that plan is in with their timetable, let's see what the Iraqis think they're capable of doing and with what support from the international community.
Italy's Foreign Minister Frattini says that his government, as current president of the European Union, will try to build support for the resolution at the next meeting of European foreign ministers.
Guardi, noi europei abbiamo.
We Europeans, we have a very strong need to find again a strong cohesion within Europe regarding this very delicate theme of Iraq that has deeply divided Europe in the past.
Some other Security Council members have offered somewhat positive comments about the draft resolution. Emma Jones Perry, Britain's ambassador to the UN and this month's Security Council president, says that tomorrow the 15 council members will sit down together and discuss the resolution in informal consultations. Jones Perry says the reactions to the draft proposal at that meeting will help the United States to prepare a formal text. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.